Well, this is the Russians fulfilling their objective of promoting disorder. They fundamentally already agreed to a withdrawal. They've also always agreed for the UN to have its regular role. This would be the 10th year that UNSMIL has been extended for another year. They are just using their veto power at the UN to block business as usual, knowing that while Libya is in such a critical phase trying to sort out its elections, that any uncertainty at the international level cascades downward and makes uncertainty in Libya more likely.
So how do you explain Russia's denial of any official link to the Russian mercenaries in Libya while objecting to a UN draft calling for withdrawal of foreign troops and mercenaries from Libya?
Well, this is very standard Russian behavior. Putin, on the one hand, says Wagner is a private company. We have nothing to do with them, both about Ukraine, Syria, and Libya. But then what do you know? The Wagner troops, when they need a plane or a helicopter, they get a Russian military one just given to them. And then sometimes he says, oh, yeah, we can get them out of the country, when he wants to sign a deal and be seen as making progress happen. But then, as soon as it benefits him to use those troops to promote disorder, he says they're not connected to the Russian state. So just another example of promoting disorder.
The mandate for the UN mission expired on Wednesday, and the Security Council voted yesterday to extend the mission mandate till the end of the month in order to resolve issues by then. What does that mean?
Like the Libya issue is going to be resolved in 25 days. This is an extent to just create more uncertainty. And frequently this happens in organizations like the US Congress, where one party blockades the other from passing the budget. But then they're like, oh, but we'll pass a continuing resolution for a few days to like sort it out. So this is like a continuing resolution, but it just creates more uncertainty and gives the Russians more leverage to negotiate. Oh, we won't allow UNSMIL to continue unless our conditions are met, potentially about the replacement of Jan Kubish by another UN special envoy who benefits Russian interests or serves Russian interests. Again, all of these Russian moves showcase that they don't wish to have an alternative order in Libya. They merely seek to produce and promote a global enduring disorder.